Congressman Rogers is here to update us on a plan to bring quarantine coronavirus patients from the Diamond Princess cruise ship to the Center for Domestic Preparedness in Anniston. Now, it's our understanding this plan has been canceled. Congressman Rogers, first, is that correct that it's been canceled, and who gets the credit for the cancellation?
That's correct, and we owe a lot of credit to President Trump for intervening on our behalf. Yesterday morning, I received a phone call from the governor's office informing me that HHS, Health and Human Services, had notified them that they plan to bring some of those coronavirus infected individuals to the Center for Domestic Preparedness for housing. And this is something that was obviously disturbing to the community, but particular to me, because the Center for Domestic Preparedness, which I'm very familiar with, is not equipped for handling people with infectious disease control, infectious diseases. It's a training facility for first responders from around the country who basically stay in barracks and hotel rooms while they're training out there. So it does not have the capacity to deal with infectious disease control, nor does our local hospital or our local emergency personnel. So I called President Trump, who is on Air Force One en route to India, informed him about this. He had no idea. He was angry that they even brought him back to the continental United States from Japan when nobody had asked him, and he did not give his consent for it. But nonetheless, he did not want them being brought to Alabama, to that facility. And to his credit, he jumped on it. He called me again this morning, told me that he was still working on it, and that he was going to call Secretary Azar, who he did. And Secretary Azar called me about 45 minutes ago, and said that the president had spoken to him, and he'd pulled the plug on the plan of bringing those individuals to Center for Domestic Preparedness. And right after that, President Trump called me again and assured me that it was not going to happen. So I really appreciate them acting so quickly, particularly President Trump, because we were really not equipped in this community to deal at the Center for Domestic Preparedness with this virus. We know it is a very dangerous virus. It's spreading in ways that we're not familiar with, particularly what it's doing in China, but in other parts of the world. It did not need to be in our community when we don't have the facilities for it. So just want people to know that it's not going to happen and relax. I know there's been a lot of anxiety in and around this community for the last 24 hours, and folks should know that it's not going to happen.
Over the past 24 hours, Congressman, we've seen people posting on social media, quick, get to the big box store, buy mask, buy gloves, a lot of panic in the community. But going back to yesterday when the Health and Human Services Department sent out that release, maybe even inadvertently, letting people know that they would be coming to the Center for Domestic Preparedness, how did you first hear about it? Was it from the governor, from that release? How did you find out?
It was from the governor. I mean, HHS really handled this very poorly. Before they ever sent any press release, they should have, at a minimum, contacted the local elected leadership and the hospital and the first responders to make sure they were prepared and that we had the facilities to deal with it. Nobody did that. They issued a press release saying they were bringing them before they talked to anybody. And you know, the president, when he talked to me this afternoon, told me that there may be some people that lose their jobs over the way this was handled. But the good news is it has been handled, and they're not going to come here. But it was a second-rate operation by whoever at HHS tried to pull this off.
What's going to guarantee that something like this isn't going to happen in the future?
Well, it's going to have to be proactive leadership. One of the great things for us is Health and Human Services sent two individuals, flew them in this morning for a meeting in Anniston City Hall with the mayor of Anniston, the county commission chairman, Senator Marsh, Representative Randy Wood, the EMA director, the Anniston city manager, the fire chief, me, and they were trying to convince us this was all well and good. And what they heard in response was a unified voice from this community saying, we are not equipped for this. You are putting our community in danger. This is unacceptable. We are going to fight back. Both Anniston and the county commission were prepared to file injunctions in federal court tomorrow to enjoin this from happening if we had not been able to fix it today. That was very impressive to see the local leadership for all municipalities in this county get together on this day, Sunday, pass resolution saying You can't bring that into our community where we're not prepared for it.
Congressman Mike Rogers is our guest. And one final question for those listening right now in Northeast Alabama. Do they have your word that you're going to stay on top of this to make sure that this does not happen in the future?
I'm going to stay on it like white on rice. But also the president is. The president, again, he called me for the third time in the last 24 hours this afternoon and said, you make sure everybody in Alabama knows I am not going to let that come to the state of Alabama.
Again, our guest is Congressman Mike Rogers from Alabama's 3rd Congressional District, joining us this afternoon to let us know about the plan to bring quarantine coronavirus patients from the Diamond Princess cruise ship to the Center for Domestic Preparedness in Anniston. And that plan, again, has been canceled. Correct, Congressman?
Canceled.
All right, Congressman Mike Rogers from Alabama's 3rd Congressional District joining us this afternoon.